Shalom Aleichem, we are continuing with the halachas of Kiddush b'makom Seuda. As we said, we paskin the halacha, ein Kiddush ela b'makom Seuda, that where we say Kiddush, that is where we have to have a Seuda. Where we eat our Seuda, we have to have Kiddush. And our question today is, what is the definition of a Seuda? In other words, if we go to a Kiddush at Shul, for example, and somebody is Mekadesh, is Kiddush on the wine, and you have to eat Ein Kiddush ela b'makom Seuda, what do you need to eat there? And if you don't eat that, when you get home to have your Lechem Mishnah, you can have your real meal, because you did not fulfill the obligation of Kiddush b'makom Seuda yet, you would have to say, you have the opportunity, but required to say Kiddush once again, because you did not fulfill the mandate of Kiddush b'makom Seuda. That is our question, a very important question. And in fact, if we conclude that what is required when somebody says Kiddush is to wash, that you have to have bread, then that's going to be a significant problem with everyone going to a Kiddush after shul and having a mezonos, having fruit, having kugel, kichel, etc. That is not a fulfillment of Kiddush b'makom Seuda. So we'll get to that. I'm getting ahead of myself. So let's start out with the Gemara in Psachim that says as follows, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, it's Gemara in Psachim, Kuf Aleph Lamed Aleph. Says Abaye, when we were in Rabba's house, Rabba was the Rebbe, and they would go, Rabba would say to them, when they say he said Kiddush, they weren't going to be eating with him. When Rabba would say Kiddush at him, he told his Talmidim, Ti'imu Midei, taste something. Literally taste something, eat something, because when you go to where you stay, they were staying at people's houses, the concern that Rabba had was when you go elsewhere to have your meal, it could be that by the time you get there, their lights have gone out. They had candles. They didn't have our lights nowadays. The candle could go out and you're not going to be able to say Kiddush and eat your meal. And accordingly, what Rabba is telling us is as long as your ti'imo mide, as long as you quote-unquote, it sounds like taste something, that would suffice to fulfill the mandate of Kiddush, the makom Seuda. So it sounds like we're defining a Seuda as ti'imo mide. What does that mean? Taste something. So we're going to now bring three different opinions. Opinion number one is brought by the Torah in the name of the Gaonim. And says the Torah in the name of the Gaonim as follows, afilo achal davar muad, even if you eat a little bit, oshata kos yayin, or you drank a cup of wine, shechayav ala bracha, that you would be required to say a bracha achrona. So we're talking about you ate something and it was the sufficient amount that would require a bracha achrona, or you drank something that would require a bracha achrona, drink wine specifically, that would require a bracha achrona. Yatza yidei kiddush, you have fulfilled the mandate of Kiddush, that is Kiddush b'makom Seuda, the Gomer Seuda, so b'makom Acha, and you can continue your Seuda elsewhere. So as long as at the place that you say Kiddush or you hear Kiddush, you ate something, we don't know yet, we don't know what it is yet, we'll see shortly, that would require a bracha achrona, or you drank wine that would require a bracha achrona, you have fulfilled the mandate, the requirement of Kiddush b'makom Seuda, and you can continue eating elsewhere without saying Kiddush. But continues, a little bit more of the definition of what's going on here, continues to turn the name of the Gaoni, v'dafka sha'acha lechem, oshasayayin. What are we talking about that? At the place that you say Kiddush, you have to eat something or drink something, it is limited that you have to eat bread. You have to wash, you have to eat bread, or you have to drink wine. Those are the two things that are permitted. Aval achal peiros lo, but if you just had fruits, that is not a Seuda. That doesn't define a Seuda, and one would not fulfill the mandate, the requirement of Kiddush b'makom Seuda. When you go eat elsewhere, you'd have to say Kiddush again, because you have to say Kiddush b'makom Seuda. So we see based on this Gaonim that it's one of two things in order to fulfill Kiddush b'makom Seuda, either bread or wine. Now the Gra explains, it's based on the Gemara, this concept, Kiddush b'makom Seuda. Seuda means something that will so'ed et halev, will satiate the heart, that will give a satiation. And the Gemara in Brachos, Amenei Amar Beis, that it says basically that we would require lechem, bread, or wine. Those are the things that bring us satiation, as opposed to fruit that doesn't so'ed et halev. And accordingly, in order to fulfill Kiddush b'makom Seuda, it would be either bread or wine. Now, the question that's on everyone's mind is, but how about a mezonos? How about if I have a kichel? I say, b'rei mi'nei mezonos, a piece of cake, a Danish, Is that not sufficient? We would think to say that if wine works to be Kiddush B'Makom Suda, that's considered a Suda. Wine is a Suda, so a Mizonah should be a Suda also. So in fact, the Magen Avram does say that. He says that if it can work for wine, it can also work. Kal v'chomer, certainly it can work for Mizonahs. Why is that a Kal v'chomer? So the Magen Avram brings a proof. He brings a proof that from those Rishonim, it's not all Rishonim, but those Rishonim would say that in order to do the mitzvah of Suda Shlishis, it's sufficient to eat a Mizonos. And if you can eat Suda Shlishis with a Mizonos, and we know that you cannot fulfill the mandate, the requirement, the mitzvah of Suda Shlishis with wine, so accordingly, we see Mizonos is on a higher level than wine is when it comes to defining what a Suda is. For Suda Shlishis, according to the Rishonim, Mizonos works, wine doesn't work, so we would say the same when it comes to Kiddush B'Makom Suda. If wine works, based in the Shita of the Gaonim, Kal v'chomer, that a Mizonos is going to work. Okay, so there are a couple more questions that we have to answer. So if we're talking about if it works, it works that you have bread or Mizonos, using the Magen Avram, or wine, how much do you need to have of each of them? So we said before that it's something that requires a bracha achrona. So what is that? So when it comes to lechem, when it comes to bread, or it comes to mizonos, that would be a kazayis. Somebody who eats a kazayis would require a bracha acharona. And in order to fulfill the mandate of Kiddush B'Makom Suda, you have to have Kiddush. And then thereafterward, in the same location, you have to have either a kazayis of bread or a kazayis of mizonos. Or we also said in the Shita of the Gonim, a wine. Wine that would require a bracha afterward, that would be a revis of wine. There's a machlokas, how much is a revis? The grachna, the more lenient opinion, is 86 cc's. In fact, that is how the Magen Avram and the Mishnah Berurah paskin, that in order, in the Shita of the Gonim at least, we're not going to bring the psak yet, that'll be next time, in order to fulfill in the Shita of the Gonim, Kiddush B'Makom Suda, this is what you have to have. Bottom line, what you have to have is either a kazayis of bread, or a kazayis of mizonos, or a revis of wine. Now we do have in the Shita that wine suffices, in the Shita of the Gonin that wine suffices, we have another important question. If that is how we're going to go, I'm going to have wine, I'm going to have grape juice, that is going to be my Kiddush B'Makom Suda, and we said it's a revis. Does that revis include if somebody is mekadesh, somebody is saying Kiddush, there's a concept, a halacha, mekadesh tzarech lishitom. Somebody who says Kiddush, okay, you could have somebody else drink for you on occasion, but a mekadesh, strictly speaking, tzarech shitom, has to drink of what you're saying the Kiddush on. How much do you need to have? That is a melol lugmav. That is a cheekful in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. That is less than a reviz. So our question is as follows. If we're going to be in the Shita of the Gaonim, that wine or grape juice is sufficient for Kiddush B'Makom Suda, does that mean that a total of a reviz suffices, including the amount that I am drinking in order to fulfill the mitzvah of HaMekadesh Tzarech Shitom? Because I have to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush? Or are we talking about to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush B'Makom Suda, somebody who says Kiddush has to be toim, has to have a melol lugmav, and in addition has to have an independent Suda of wine, which means an additional revis of wine. So when it comes to this, this is a machlokes. This is a machlokes in the Rishonim, it's a machlokas in the post game. Some are of the view that it's a total of a revis. That includes the melol lugmav, so it's a total of a revis. And other post game are of the view that it has to be a melol lugmav for Kiddush. For the person who's saying Kiddush, he has to have a melol lugmav. And also, in order to fulfill Kiddush B'Makom Suda, would have to be an additional revis. In any case, that is Shita number one, the Shita of the Gaonim. Bottom line, Shita the Gaonim, in order to fulfill the mitzvah, the chiyuv of Kiddush B'Makom Suda, it's either lechem or mizonos in the size of a kazayis, or wine in the amount of the revis, and it could be that it's just a revis, or it's a molo lugmav for the Kiddush, plus a revis for Kiddush B'Makom Suda. There is another opinion. There are actually two more opinions. We'll do the three opinions, the total of three opinions today, and the Mirat Hashem will get to the psak next time. So opinion number two is brought in by the Shilte Agiborim, that is in the name of the Riaz. So he brings down the Riaz that says as follows, that we can be even more flexible, even if you don't have bread, even if you don't have mizonos, even if you don't have wine, but you have what are mine megadim, which are either fruits or sweets, mamtakim, either fruits or sweets, fruits or fruit, in this second opinion is going to be sufficient, even if you're not having a mezonos, as was required by the gaonim, mezonos, or a wine. The shita of the riaz brought in the shilte of giborim is that fruit would suffice. And this is the language brought down by the shilte ha-giborim in the name of the riaz, Bafilu Su'uda Sarai, even a temporary meal, which means a snack, even a snack of fruit, for example, or some junk food. Su'udas Keva Hinech Shevet B'Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, that's considered a permanent meal, and you would be Yodsei Kiddush B'Makom Su'uda. So that is a very, very low standard. So that's opinion number two. And now opinion number three, we're going to go to the other extreme, much more machir. So the shita number two was the most lenient. Even fruits work. It's in addition to shita number one. Shita number one was the gaonim, that it has to be bread, mezonos, or wine. Shita number two, it can even be fruits. And shita number three is brought by Tosfos when it says, Ti'imu midi, Rabba said to his students, you should taste something nira dehainu ti'imas lechem. That means that you have to have bread. What is a su'uda? The definition of a su'uda is something that you can fulfill the mitzvah of su'uda, the three meals on. Now, we're just going to focus on the first meal and the second meal. What is required for Friday night meal and Shabbos morning meal? That is bread. In order to have a halachic meal, what is required is bread. And accordingly, we see that that is our definition of a su'uda. Su'uda means bread. Accordingly, when we say kiddush b'makom su'uda, that you have to have su'uda after your kiddush, says Tosfos, that means specifically bread. It would be a kazayis of bread, but it can't be a mezonos, it can't be fruit, it can't be wine. Bottom line, we have three shitos right now. Shita number one we spent the most time on is the tour bringing the gaonim, that it's either going to be bread, a kazayis of bread, a kazayis of mezonos, or a revis of wine. Shita number two, the shilte ha-giborim bringing the riaz, that it can even be fruit, mine megadim, fruit mamtakim. And shita number three, the most machmir toaster, is bringing down that it specifically has to be bread. That is the definition of su'uda. And we will stay in suspense until next time to see how we paskin. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day.